The Night Villa by Carol Goodman, narrated by Susanna Burney.
For Nora. There also stands the gloomy house of night, ghastly clouds shrouded in darkness. Before it, Atlas stands erect, and on his head and unwearying arms firmly supports the broad sky, where night and day cross a bronze threshold, and then come close and greet each other. Hesiod, Theogony. Chapter 1. When the first call came that morning, I was with a student, so I didn't answer it. "Don't worry," I told Agnes Hancock, one of my most promising classics majors. "The machine will get it." But it stopped after the third ring.
"I guess whoever was calling changed his mind," Agnes said, relacing her fingers to conceal the ragged cuticle on her right thumb. She'd been gnawing on it when I found her waiting outside my door, 10 minutes early for my 8 o'clock office hours. Most of my students were sound asleep at this hour, which was why I held my office hours so early, to discourage all but the most zealous. Agnes was definitely a zealot. She was on a scholarship, for one thing, and had to maintain a high average. But Agnes was also one of those rare students who seemed to have a genuine passion for the material. She'd gone to a high school with a rigorous Latin program and gotten the highest score on the national Latin exam in the state. Not shabby for a state as big as Texas. She wasn't just good at declensions, though. She had the ability to translate a line of ancient poetry and turn it into poetry again, and the agility of mind to compare the myths from one culture to those of another. She could have a successful academic career in classics or comparative literature.